Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the program happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you guys on board. Tell you what, Mike Evans back in a big way, and the timing couldn't be any better with fantasy football playoffs starting. He's got 6 catches for 132 yards. It is 28-20 right now. Tampa Bay with the lead, just under 9 minutes left to go in the ball game. So we'll keep you posted on all of that.
So glad I started Drake London, too. What a good play by me. And left Kyle Pitts on the bench.
Oof, man, rough day for you right now. Rough day for you.
I'm just going to curl up in a ball when I get home.
Well, I mean, that's one option that you do have on this Thursday evening. What's the temp outside? It's a cool 53 degrees outside, so.
Maybe just curl up outside.
Either way.
Rough back half of the show for me when it comes to stuff outside of work with sports betting and fantasy football.
Yeah. No, for sure. It's all right, though. There's a lot of time left.
With what?
I mean,
in the parlays and then Drake London playing?
Well, I mean,
that's sunken cost.
You've got a lot of other games left. I mean, you got a whole Sunday slate of games to look forward to. There are FCS college football games. I don't know, are those, can you bet on those?
We're about to see.
We're going to find out. So, but
play
I don't,
the under.
We don't want to start chasing, though.
That's what you can't do. That's why I decided I'm going
to
take a break.
You might need to sit this weekend out.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. Even if there's some bets that just look salivating. Oh, this guy's hit the last 9 games. Let me hop on this.
I mean, we don't need you betting on the, PGA Tour in Greenland this weekend, okay? I mean,
those do be hitting, bro.
I know that, it's gotten good to you
under
before.
Under 3.5 bogeys.
I've got this one. This is the one right
68
here.
Strokes for the W.
And what an interception by the Atlanta Falcons just now, picking off Baker Mayfield. So
not good for
Atlanta gets the ball back down 28-20.
Atlanta's going to come back and win by 20 now? My pick looks stupid. Might as well. It's that kind of day.
Look, they're going to have to score a 2-point conversion if they do score a touchdown, which I could care less. I mean, I've got 4.5 points, and what a pick. Anyway, all right, final of the program, Fred Davis, Blake Elliott. We got our boy Trevor Beck in the house as well. Don't forget, we got Fatties on the phone coming up at 10:20. Now,
I feel bad. I asked Dylan to cut up that clip.
Yeah.
And sometimes we send them clips, and there's one cuss word in there.
Yeah. How many are there here?
You heard the Matt Barnes clip.
Well, he didn't really start cussing till the end, though, right?
Yeah, but he lets them loose.
Yeah, he threw out a couple words that the FCC would frown upon if we were to play it. You wouldn't hear us tomorrow. I can tell you that much. God
I'm just
forbid.
Hoping these clips are clean. That's all I'm hoping.
No, these clips. It's Emmanuel Acho. They're clean.
Yeah, no, Emmanuel Acho is definitely clean. I mean, he keeps it clean all the time. While we're waiting for that, we already mentioned your Mavericks play tomorrow night. All right, they're playing the Brooklyn Nets. All right, now, is that game in Brooklyn or is that here at the AAC?
Here at the AAC.
All right, so that'll be at the AAC tomorrow. And, of course, you got a couple bright sides to look forward to tomorrow. Are we all guessing that Ryan Nemhard will probably be starting? So you figure you'll have Ryan Nemhard starting. I'm guessing you'll have Ooh, what, Cooper at the two?
Najee's been getting a lot of starts.
I was going to say, see, that's what I was thinking. So you figure, all right, so you'll have Nemhard, Najee, Coop, PJ, and AD.
Mr. AD.
At number five.
Yeah.
At the five, I'm sorry. So I'm going to have to ride. You know what, I'm going to wear my Dallas Mavs shirt tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot the trivia that I had today that I didn't get to do. Can I do it right
Let's do it right here while we're waiting.
Okay. So I thought to myself, Sadiq Bey.
There's a lot of things you've been thinking to yourself here in today's show.
Sadiq Bey, baller. I remember when he once scored a bunch of points. So I thought, what are some random players in NBA history that have scored 50 points? And I've got a list of 10 of the most random players to ever score 50. And I want to see if you and Trevor could guess any of those guys. That's really all this list is.
I'm going to say
random people. So this isn't Steph Curry, Damian Lillard.
Yeah, these aren't your usual suspects. I want to say Devontae Graham should be one of them.
Now, I should have had the computer up because to fact check, because he's not on my list, that doesn't mean he didn't do it. And I do remember Devontae Graham being a baller for the Hornets.
He balled for the Hornets for a hot minute, and he had a cup of coffee with the New Orleans Pelicans.
Devontae Graham's career high is 40 points.
40. Okay.
So anybody you ask, I'll type it in if they're not on this list, but that is incorrect. Trevor, do you want to give a guess? A random player in the NBA to score 50 points.
I mean, that's the problem. Like, I mean, random. Because
I was going to say random.
Is Kristaps
random.
Not random enough?
Kristaps is not random now.
Okay, then, gosh.
Everyone on this list, their points per game were, like, under 10 when they scored 50.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Then I would be horrible at
How
guessing.
How far does this list go
that's
back?
That's the problem.
The oldest one on this list is 1994. Everything else is in the 2000s.
Give me the team that the guy played on in 19. If you give us the team, then maybe that'll... Give us the team, and that'll help narrow it down. Because, I mean, it's...
Okay, I'll give you...
Give me the 1994 guy. What team?
I took a screenshot, so it doesn't have the team on there. So if you want to guess somebody, I can pull it up here in a second, but I don't have it right in front of me.
Well, I think that's what he's saying.
That's kind of defeats the purpose of what I just asked, because I don't know who the random person is. So, I mean, hence why I said, do you have the team? So I could kind of narrow it down a little bit.
Give me 10 seconds.
Talk amongst ourselves. Just a little radio on the fly.
The Stars
here.
Lost tonight. We can say
that. Who was in goal?
Ottinger was in goal.
Oh man!
Yeah,
real quick. Great segue.
I got it. Whenever
they
ready.
May not have hockey in the Olympics. Did you see this?
Because the ice
the facility's
rinks,
not ready.
Yeah, the ice rinks are all
jacked
refuffled.
Up.
1994, he played for the Philadelphia 76ers. He averaged 15 points per game.
Aaron
in that
McKee,
season. Incorrect.
Eric Snow,
incorrect.
Give me Theo Ratliff.
Incorrect. His career average.
Matt Geiger.
His career average was 10 points a game.
Matt Geiger.
Incorrect.
Jim McElvain.
Incorrect. Name starts with a W.
His name starts with a W? His first name or last name?
First name. Y'all went to the hardest one, but.
I mean, I'm rattling off every 76er I know from the 90s.
He got himself a 50 burger.
In 1994.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a quote that he said. Suck a fat egg.
Well, that really narrows it
said
down.
Player to the Miami Heat after scoring a surprising 53 points as a new signing to the 76ers just weeks after Miami had waived him and left him to rot. It was one of the most epic revenge games in NBA history that nobody saw coming from a 15-point score with more experience as a bench player than a starter.
Give me...
Starts with a W.
Give me... I can... Oh, man. It's on the tip of my tongue. I'm telling you right now.
His last name is the last name of a very famous movie producer, I believe. Like, he's in it with films. He's in a lot of films. They have the same last name.
It's not Wesley Person, is it?
No. That last name starts with a B.
WB are the initials.
Trevor, you going to help him out at all?
We're down to... He doesn't know.
Listen, I don't know any... I was born in 94, you kid. Or 90. I don't...
Can I give you this so we can move on to the other nine players on the list? Are you going to... The entire segment...
Go to the next one, because I'm gonna think about it.
You don't want me to tell you that one?
No, don't.
I mean, okay, so the next player... you got one that happened in 2018, 2019. Now, this is a historic player... But it was surprising when he did it in the season because he was averaging 5.6 points per game for the Timberwolves. I feel like that should be a dead giveaway.
Derrick Rose?
There you go. Derrick Rose, your first one you've knocked out.
God, I'm going back to the 94 guy. All right, next one.
Okay. This was a guy in 2023 for the Pistons, averaged 5 points per game. So he has an evil twin in the NBA currently playing. He's a third-string point guard.
Not Asar Thompson, is it?
Incorrect. Asar, I don't think he was in the league yet. He got in the league 2024.
He's got an evil twin.
Yeah. Not like actual.
Right. I know what you're saying. Got a twin brother.
Short guy, Caucasian, red hair. Has a sick last name and first name, honestly.
I have no idea.
Initials are M and F.
Max Fried?
Okay, Atlanta Braves.
Malachi Flynn was the name we were looking for.
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
You don't know who that is?
I mean, I've heard the name, yeah.
He gave you a 50 ball 2 years ago. Okay, we'll go to 2013-2014. This player played for the Raptors. He was threatening Vince Carter's record. He's a 51 at the time. He had 50 points shooting free throws late in the fourth. Made the first free throw, missed the second one, which would have beat Vince's record at the time. He was only averaging 9 points per game.
Fred VanVleet.
Incorrect. This is a wing player.
Oh, did he just score his third touchdown?
Wow. Is it Bijan?
No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Pitts. I don't think they're going
to. That's going to send me to the moon.
I
was about to have 40 fantasy points in the.
Here's the problem, though. I don't know if he had possession of that football, so we'll have to wait and see. But we'll keep it posted.
The last thing I need.
Give me the WB guy from. Who was it?
Willie Burton.
Willie Burton. What a name. That was not who I was thinking of. So either way, I don't think that's going to.
His elbow was out.
I was going to say, I don't think that's going to count.
Do y'all know who the Raptor is?
And this was from 2023?
No.
When was the Raptor?
2013.
2013? Give me the initials.
T-R.
Terrence Ross.
There you go. Finally. Okay.
I've guessed two. What are we talking about here?
Just collectively. Oh. I mean, Trevor's no help.
Trevor's
brother,
checked out.
I don't know ball. Be honest. Again, if you're not talking big names, I don't know.
Seriously.
Okay.
Especially for no-name 50-pointers.
Yeah, no, he's out. He's out of bounds.
Okay, 2013-2014, same season. Play for the Timberwolves. Initials are CB. Averaged 12 points a game that season. Great dunker. Good aura just around him in general. Bench guy for sure. Great. Just start throwing out names. Maybe you can help him, Trevor.
He's a good dunker?
Good dunker.
Listen, I'm going to guess.
He's out of the league, though, right?
No, not in the league. I haven't been in the league in a while. This is 2013.
Guard?
Yeah. I had a good stint with the Nuggets as well, the Denver Nuggets.
Mario Chambers.
I said his initials are CB.
Mario Chambers? I think you're thinking of Mario Chalmers.
I'm
saying make-up names.
If Tom Chambers and Mario Chalmers had a love child.
His initials are CB.
His initials are CB.
He's also a headband wearer. I think you might remember him more. I mean, his Timberwolf days and Nuggets days are pretty synonymous.
Chauncey Billups?
Incorrect.
That's CB, though.
It is CB. He didn't say anything about being a degenerate gambler. That would have been the dead giveaway.
Brewer is his last name.
Oh, Corey.
Corey Brewer.
Now, if you just said the Rockets, then I definitely would have known.
Now, I'll let you get this one because I don't think you'll get it. 2000 in the 2001 season, played for the Suns, averaged 12 points a game, 9 for the season. His initials are TD. This is a ball knower pullback.
Tony Dumas.
No. Tony is the first name, though.
Tony Delk.
Tony Delk is the correct
answer. Tony Delk. I remember because he was like number 50 or 00 or something like that.
All right, 2009, 2010, the Mitty King himself for the Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, Brandon Roy?
Incorrect. That wouldn't be random either.
The Mitty King from the Portland Trailblazers?
The Mitty King. 14 points a game. 12 for his career.
I mean, the Mitty King to me
never made an all-star team, wasn't flashy, didn't score a lot, super slow, couldn't jump, great floor general.
Oh,
and funny enough, this was against the Dallas Mavericks.
Did he go to Utah?
I don't know what school he went to.
Let's go with, something Miller?
Yes, you got it.
Andrew Miller? No.
You're there.
You know what I'm talking about.
Just take a letter off. You're right there.
Oh. He's a point guard. I can see it. He's number 24.
Yes, come on.
Something Miller.
Andre.
There we go! Andre Miller.
Boom, there we go.
52 against the Mavericks.
There we go.
You've almost completed the entire list.
Your
ball knowledge is skyrocketing. There's two more. 2009 to 2010, Milwaukee's Bucks, 15.5 points per game, 14 for his career.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give you the initials because it'll give it away. I'll say this one thing. He is the Timu version of Lou Williams. So this one really isn't that random if you know ball, but he didn't do it a lot. Also does podcasting.
Oh, Jeff Teague?
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
BJ is his initials.
Are his initials?
Yep.
BJ.
Just think of the other Lou Williams-like players. There's like one other.
Oh, initial. Brandon Jennings.
There you go.
I'm Brandon Jennings.
They're synonymous with
Brandon Jennings, yes.
And then the last one on the list, the real ball knowledge listening right now, let's see if you get this. 2004 to 2005, Portland Trailblazers. 15 points a game, 13 for his career, erupted for a 50-bubble. It was called the Mighty Mouse.
Oh, Damon Stoudemire. Duh. Hello.
And now your ball knowledge is down more. We've cleaned up the clip.
There you go.
We're going to play it in the final segment of the All the Smoke and the Speakeasy, which is Matt Barnes versus Emmanuel Acho.
There you have it.
Going back and forth, we'll play that in the final segment. Dylan did a great job cleaning that up. But you know what's next, Fred.
You do know what's next. It's Little Fatties on the phone, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Injury Training text line. It's also the hotline as well. Open mic night. Keep it clean. You know the drill, 877-881-1053. We'll get these phone calls lined up next. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Alice.
Appreciate that, Mr. Trevor, the creator. And we'll see. Hold on one second. I'm trying to square away a guess for tomorrow night.
It's okay. I got us. While you're doing that, the Buccaneers look like they're going to be holding on to a win here. They're up 28-26. It is third down with the Falcons with a chance to get the ball back. They missed a two-point conversion. Kyle Pitts has over 40 points.
He's going off.
On probably everyone's fantasy football bench right now.
I'm sure there's a few people that have started him.
Wasn't me. Harold Fannin Jr. better score 60 tomorrow or Sunday.
I'm thinking about putting him in my flex, Harold Fannin, because I've got Brock Bowers as my tight end.
You're playing me.
What's that? I'm talking about my other league.
You're playing me in our league this
week.
I know. Let's see what the score is. It is 10-0. I got 10 points from Abuka.
Yeah. I mean, none of my guys are going yet, so. And I did just update my roster earlier today, so.
Yeah, Woody Marks is going to give you no points. He's not going to play, so you can keep him in there.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. He actually just came off a 26-carry game, but, you know. Yeah, again, at least some of us are paying it. Look, just because you're negative Nancy right now, because, A, you're Sadiq Bey, RIP, and because your roster management.
Play the Rams defense this week.
Trust me, I just took them out, too.
Keep them in there.
Right? Against the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, play. That's a good play this week.
No, I'm going to swap them out with the Texans defense instead. So,
who the Texans defense play? Arizona?
Ah.
It's going to be 1,000 points. That's okay. I got the Eagles defense versus the Raiders, so we'll both get a bunch of points
well,
from our defense.
Well, I was going to say, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, Geno's due for probably at least one, two, maybe three picks.
That's what I was saying earlier in the most important waiver wires before the waivers claim was getting good defenses for the fantasy playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, players, honestly, on your bench don't really matter because you're not going to drop them.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. All right, let's get this thing rocking and a rolling. Let's go out to 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. It's time for a little Fatties on the Phone. We had a great showing last night. I think we had like six people call in. And again, that's a testament to Dial On, who, I'll tell you what, the phone lines light up.
And then now Trevor's
phone
on.
Phone lines light up. Now, that said, before we go to our boy Jordan Fort Worth, Thursday nights, usually the Thursday night game's over by now. This game is dragged on a little bit longer than usual, and so that's what you're up against. Thursdays and Mondays, you're kind of competing with football, so you need the games to be over by the time Fatty's on the Phone shows up. But let's go out to
Jordan. I do work on Mondays, though.
Mm.
Can we still get callers?
Mm, that's true, too. Man.
Just took the mic from Trevor.
Don't, get out of here, Dylan. Get out of here, nerd.
He said, can I say something? Trevor's like, yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't have the problem Trevor has, and
let
I have Monday
crap
Night Football.
All over that take, Fred, because I'm on Mondays, and the phone lines still light up. So shout out to our boy Dylan, being uber aggressive this week as well, and a fan of whipped cream, as we found out last night. So do with that
information.
Falcons
getting the ball back.
Yeah, they are. All right, let's go out to Jordan in Fort Worth. What's up, Jordan?
What's going on, fellas?
You tell me.
All right. Well, I got a rant in particular because last time I called you guys, it was a few months ago, told y'all this really warm and fuzzy story about my best Cowboy memory being, you know, my grandfather recently passed and Miles Austin went off against the Chiefs.
I remember that.
Right. I do remember that story.
And yeah, it was a good story. And now for me to be calling you on a rant feels a little off kilter, but we're going to go for it anyway. I hate the fact that FIFA can get away with this, but so if you don't know, for anybody who's trying to buy tickets right now, you're a part of a random selection draw if you already didn't get in. So they have you essentially select the tickets for the games you want. The problem is that once you pick all the games you want to apply to, they charge you what the price of those tickets would be on the chance that you get in, which means that, let's say, for someone who wanted to try to attend every game in DFW, you know, and that AT&T this year, FIFA essentially just asked me, hey, when we pull for this and you get selected, we're going to make sure you have at least six bands in your checking account before you do it. And I'm just like, don't get me wrong. I understand this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. There are people who don't have that much money in their savings account. Regardless of, hey, let me make sure I have $6,000 I can just have sitting in my checking just in case you pull it on the chance I get in. You know,
wow.
And it's a testament really to why soccer will never be, will never win a World Cup, right? Because you constantly price people out of this ability to take in this sport that people apparently like, or people apparently you want like it enough to pay $6,000 for, but yet, you know, It's something that's hidden behind privilege, and it's really frustrating as a fan and someone who's been really waiting for this moment to be like, oh, well, hey, on September 6th, I better have $7,000 ready to, you know, rock and roll just in case.
Damn. So let's tell you this. So are you going to be able to go or what?
Look, I'm going to try.
All right.
I said, F it, you know, we're going to try. And if they pull it and this, you know, there's no money in that account, well,
F them picks. F them picks. Let's get that dollars up real quick. Now, we will be doing Fags on the Phone tomorrow and Saturday, but Sunday's game, Vikings, Cowboys, your prediction?
Cowboys in a route. I think that everybody's hyping up how good J.J. McCarthy's been after his last start. Law of averages will take over. Cowboys win by 20.
Love it. Love it. Jordan from Fort Worth, great call by you, and I appreciate the rant. Very controlled rant as well. One of the more peaceful rants we've had here on Fan After Dark.
I would agree.
How did they keep the ball, by the way?
They just ruled it not a fumble. I think they got back on top of it.
Okay, and they just ripped it out.
Second and 28 because they just got a holding call.
Yeah, it's not gonna, this game's over. But hey, if you took the Falcons to the points, got that dub. Okay, 877-881-1053.
I'm on a betting heater right now.
877-881-1053. That is the hotline. All right, we got somebody chiming in. Tell you what, just send them right through. Who the hell with it? Just send them right through. We're doing it. We're raw dogging it tonight. All right. Name and where you calling from?
Hey, it's your boy Josh from Denton.
Josh from Denton. What's up, bro?
What's up, guys? I went to the World Cup in '94 when it was here, and that was an experience, man. I fell in love with soccer then, and tickets were reasonable, you know, even for. I mean, God, that was what 36. I can't do math right now, but as it were, man, it was. It was a phenomenal. The FIFA has just gotten greedy, man.
Yeah.
Greedy over the years, and it's just, like Jordan said, it makes it hard to be a soccer fan unless you have millions of dollars, man. It's crazy. Another thing is, I took the train tonight instead of sitting on 35E, and that was a mistake.
okay. Oh, you took the DART?
Yeah, I took the DART, and then I took the Denton train. But you go on DART, man. I saw a guy eating. He had a piece of pizza in one hand and a meth pipe in the other hand.
Hold on. He had a piece of pizza and what?
A meth pipe, yeah. Bro.
Oh, yeah, a meth pizza. Pipe.
Yes, dude. Like, I don't know how. Like, he. Oh,
see,
man,
I thought, and again, I'm just not from experience, but I always thought that meth suppressed hunger, so I wouldn't think that pizza and meth would go hand in hand. But hey, we learned something new tonight.
That's what I thought. I was completely baffled. One other point is, I really want to watch Philip Rivers play again, and they should mic him up because that would be gold.
Yeah, it would. No, you're not wrong about that. Josh and Denton, great call from you as always, my friend. And look, it's not every day that you see a pizza eating meth head on a DART train. So
jump on the DART, you'll see it all, brother. You guys have a great night. Love you.
Appreciate you. All right, let's go out to Bill on 67 heading south. What's up, Bill?
Hey, man, I got to commend you guys for a great show. But listen, I'm going to be antagonist here tonight. You know, I always go with my boys every week, and I'm going to go with them again. But, you know, I feel I'm headed for a big disappointment. You know,
okay.
We could win out, Philly could lose out, and we could make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And make the playoffs and get obliterated in the first round. I mean, dog, whip, whistle, beat like a wet rag.
Yeah.
What do y'all think about that, man? Can I take it anymore? I can't take it no more.
Well, I can't take it.
Well, help me, man.
All right, Bill, calm down. Bill, let's beat the Vikings on Sunday first. Okay, because here's what you got to think about, Bill. If this team wins four straight to finish the season and the Eagles stub their toe, as they have shown that they have no problem doing.
No problem.
And you get in over the Eagles on a four-game heater to finish the season, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to hear from the talking heads all across the country that the Dallas Cowboys are a team you don't want to play. Because, A, I'm guessing your offense has probably been pretty good, and, B, your defense has been serviceable.
And maybe Kevontae Turpin isn't fair catching.
And maybe Kevontae Turpin is actually, you know, bringing balls out past the 50. Dare I say, even giving you, you know, reasonable starting position.
They're going to win,
as far
bro.
As that, well, they still need to kick the field goal, all right?
I'm saying,
if anybody's had issues with field goal kicking, and this was that was okay, with no timeouts, that's a ballsy choice right there. So I guess they're going to go ahead and spike the ball here.
Just running the ball.
No big deal. I mean, look, they've gone through like three kickers this year. Dude, the kicker's number 45, okay? This is no guarantee this kick's going in. Let's just call that what it is. But anyway, back to Bill. You went for, look, Bill, I get your consternation. I get the concern that, you know, you're going to be let down in the playoffs. But let's just get there first. All right? Let's get there, win four in a row, see what happens, and we'll take it from there. All right, let's go out to Angel in Dallas. What's up, Angel in Dallas?
Hey, guys. I'm a first-time caller. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
Thanks for calling in.
You know what? First of all, I just want to say I'm 43 years old.
Great age.
Dallas, born and bred, raised here my whole life.
Love it.
I've been to 3 Dallas Cowboys Super Bowls in my lifetime.
Okay.
And I've lived to endure the 30-plus years of drought. And basically, I just want to call it a rant because I'm sad because you have a generation that is not committed, who don't share that same emotional connection that we have with our boys. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's sad. And, you know, coming up with this important game and just say we beat the Vikings. Say that we win out. Say everything, you know, all the dominoes may fall in place for us to go to the playoffs. At 43 years old, I'm still not sold that we won't be another one and done in the playoffs.
Well, Angel, you're speaking the same truth that your boy Bill just did. And look, I get it, man. I get it. I mean, you guys are up against it. You're feeling some type of way, as you should. But as the guy that's only been here for 18 months and doesn't have quite the PTSD with the Dallas Cowboys that you guys all do, let's just get the dubs first,
and
see what happens come playoff time. But again, let's just take it one game at a time. I know that's coach speak, but let's take it one game at a time and just get to the playoffs first before we start with the consternation. But I expect you to call us back when this team does make the playoffs.
Okay, boss. Sounds good.
Love it. Appreciate you, Angel. There you have it. Angel in Dallas. Great call from him. Angel and Bill. I mean, look, and Blake, I know you understand this because we get a lot of callers that come in and have the same kind of sentiments that, yes, they want to root for this football team. They're going to root for this football team. But there's just a pain of knowing that maybe...
We've seen it when the Green Bay game, man. At home versus a Jordan Love team that's never played in a playoff game. Youngest team ever to make the playoffs.
And boat raced them.
They weren't even close for 10 seconds.
Boy, he just barely got that field goal in. 29-28 Falcons with the win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, not only does my pick not cash, the team that I have going to the Super Bowl has now lost 5 out of the last 6.
Yeah.
I just said that they're going to win the division. They just lost to the Kirk Cousins-led Falcons, and Kyle Pitts scoring 60 fantasy points.
Who's on your bench? All right, final caller. Let's see where he takes us. Okay, final call.
Mike Evans was crashing out, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah, crashing out. Like he was throwing stuff.
That's never good. All right, let's see. Who we got?
This is Brandon and Troy right here.
Brandon in Troy or Brandon and Troy?
Like Brandon in Troy.
In Troy, okay. Like what, the movie? Okay, Brandon and Troy, take us home.
Man, I tell you what, draft picks aside, I would hate to miss the playoffs. That makes me sick. But I would also not be surprised to miss out on the first round. But, man, at least get in the playoffs, please.
Okay, so, Brandon, are you a little more optimistic that they will at least get to the playoffs?
Last time I called, y'all were like, Blake said, oh, Brandon's with the optimism, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm not, but I'm just hoping they do. So.
Okay.
Why don't we hope they at least get in, you know?
Okay.
What's the difference between 3 or 4 draft pick ranks?
You could care less about whether they pick 22nd or 28th. You just want to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, that's not a big swing.
That is a big swing, but you know what? We'll take it if we get to the playoffs. All right, Brandon, I'll tell you what. We're going to take that enthusiasm, all right, and we're going to take it these next 4 games. That is Fatty's on the Phone. Great calls from everybody, as always. Shout out to our boy Trevor the Creator and, of course, the one, the only Blake Elliott. Final segment of the program. Your calls were fantastic. What say you? We're going to put this thing to bed coming up next.
This final segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
You know what's funny is that if you put both of these headphones on and I crank the volume, I was just at my own little concert.
Mm.
Like, because these are nice headphones. So I was full on.
How'd that go? I'm just glad to see you're in a better mood.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The show's better when Blake is smiling.
Well, when I hit parlays, okay. I smile real
well,
big.
Well, that too. I mean, we know that. Programming update.
Uh-oh.
You ready for this?
Tolos. Stop what you're doing, Tolos, right now. Whatever you're doing, just stop and listen to
me. Programming update.
If you're driving, pull over. If you're feeding your baby, take the bottle out.
You can still feed the baby. Robert Smith.
Uh-oh.
Ohio State alum.
Uh-oh. The U.
Minnesota Viking legend.
Oh.
And you've seen him on Fox. He does all kinds of NFL and college football. He lives here in Dallas now, but he'll be on the program tomorrow night at 7:40. So stand by. We'll get a little college football talk. So that means your boy's going to have to get out on time tomorrow. Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and make that apparent now.
Should I put an over under? Do we want to put a bet on that? Just make it.
Do it. Yeah. Do it. I got to get out tomorrow on time because we got to get him right at 7:40 because he's got to be out by 7:55. So, bada bing, bada boom. All right. So, Robert Smith, we're excited about it. I haven't talked to him. He played with my boy Henry Thomas back in the day. Super good dude, great commentator, and we'll learn a lot.
2000, Robert Smith played for the Vikings, led the NFC in rushing yards.
Yeah.
How many yards did he have?
Give me 1632.
Uber close.
1594.
Even closer.
What was it?
1521.
Dang! Get the bell ring for our boy, Trevor the Creator.
He had a 58-yard touchdown run against the Steelers where he lost his shoe.
Still kept running.
But still scored.
Mm. It's kind of guess we have on the show. Okay? Legends. Grinders. All right? Guys that work hard. And gals. Have we had a female guest?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had the, who was the?
The horse.
The doctor.
We had the love doctor.
The therapy doctor.
Did you just say the horse?
The horse girl. You don't remember that? The equestrian? Is that the better way to say that?
The horse reporter?
Yeah. I'm saying like, I thought I could say that word and you would know what I'm talking about. She's obviously a very nice lady.
No, because the best part of I know exactly what you're talking about, because the best part of that interview was CA asking her, does the horse know if it's won?
Now I remember. Yeah, now I remember that. I remember that. Absolutely remember that.
So we had her on. We've had my mom's friend, the Love Doctor, on Valentine's Day.
Yes, Megan Buckley.
Wow,
yeah.
You remember better than I did.
Yeah, no.
And I think we've had another girl on.
And then who was the lady in Austin?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
was that a news lady?
That
was
we had her on three times.
Karen Brooks Harper.
Yeah, that's our friend.
That's our weed. That's our weed spokesperson. That's our weed spokesperson.
What about her?
By the way, Falcons won tonight, 28.
A lot of winning tonight. I like it.
I thought I would get in trouble. Let's go to the Pimp Cup, the clip that we've been teasing for about
2 hours.
2 hours now.
Give or take.
So if you've been in your car clutching your pearls, waiting for what did Matt Barnes on?
Real quick.
I guess it's going to be played.
469, huge Cowboys fan here, and I'm 16. I'm just telling you what the guy. I'm telling you what the kid said.
Thank you for interrupting me for that. That was very pressing news. All the smoke. Matt Barnes is not happy with the media switch up, quote unquote, on Shador Sanders, and he's not happy with one particular media member, that being Emmanuel Acho. You will hear Matt Barnes' part first, that is littered with cuss words. You will hear Emmanuel Acho's response, and then you hear Emmanuel Acho's response part two. So let's play Matt Barnes first, calling up the media switch up for Emmanuel Acho.
The media that is trying to jump the bandwagon now, that we're talking all kinds of shit like Emmanuel Acho.
If your talent does not match your distraction, then they will not make room for you.
And some of you other that are trying to do amazing breakdowns now about how good Shador is, and we knew this is going to be this, when a month ago you were talking screaming and loud and wrong.
If he wasn't black, I don't think he would have acted like this. You feel me? Because the culturally. But for real though, what white person cares himself like Shador? Jackson, they got some swag to him though.
So that Baker Mayfield or Johnny Manziel bravado that they got away with their whole careers, their rah-rah shit is okay because it's them. But let a confident young black man come in with the same confidence, someone who was raised for this, was trained for this, and it's arrogance. So all you, there's probably about five of us. Maybe I'll go to the second hand. I'm going to say maybe I didn't see her. Maybe there was 10 of us that have been riding with this Sanders family from the jump. And now that Shador's doing this thing, all you punk asses stay on that side you pick, because we're not accepting no new entries. I talked to Dion. He said I can be in charge of the fan club. All y'all.
Okay. I'm definitely glad we cleaned that up.
I didn't realize. And I guess it's one of the things where kind of you're just watching and you don't realize. And it's plus they cuss a lot anyway on Up and Smoke.
Okay. So before we get to Acho's point, do you like Matt Barnes' point?
Not really. Honestly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he didn't really give any facts.
He gives nothing. I mean, and here's the thing. Like, okay. I mean, Shador had a great game.
Yeah.
Against the Tennessee Titans. We still got four games left. I mean, and again, I think Shador's going to be a good quarterback. And I just saw a clip actually during the break where Urban Meyer says if he's going to be what we think he's going to be, it's not going to be in Cleveland. Right? So I'll tell you what, I'll let Emmanuel Acho say it, because I thought he did and I'm not the biggest Emmanuel Acho fan in the world, but I thought he did a tremendous. And real quick, comparing Johnny Manziel and Baker Mayfield. Manziel, one of the biggest busts in the last 15 years, and it took Manziel, or as you and I talked about, it took Baker, what, four teams before people finally said, okay, this guy's good?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
All right, let's hear Acho's response.
Also suggest Jackson Dart looks like the best rookie quarterback thus far, but based on the tape, and now Bucky gonna say that to me? Somebody that's been in the Sanders family's corner the entire time? I, as an analyst, had been talking about Shador Sanders long before Matt Barnes even knew of Shador's existence, at least as a collegiate quarterback, maybe not as Deion Sanders' son. And now you are the gatekeeper both for what is pro-black, and you're also the gatekeeper of what is pro-Shador. You're a fan. I'm an analyst. Mm. There is a large delta between the two of I, as far as the East is from the West. A large gap between my level of knowledge on football, my level of knowledge of Shador as a quarterback, and my level of knowledge of what's actually going on in the NFL and in college basketball. You got to know your role, you got to know your limits, and you got to know your limitations.
Basketball straight.
And you're thinking now beyond your limitations. And I will also
say,
hear
that the first time.
It's the last thing I'm going to say. I'm not a hater when I'm telling truth that you don't necessarily like or agree with. Mm. And the dilemma is people don't know the difference between truth and hate. People just run to, you know, let me go here. If we're being honest, Matt and Stat, they do this often. They tether themselves to polarizing black issues that they only tether themselves to because they become polarizing and they need that to continue to leverage their brand. And never watched a track meet in their life. All of a sudden got a lot to say about Sha'Carri Richardson. You even know what a good 100-meter dash time in women's is? You even know how many events are in a heptathlon? You know how many events are in a decathlon? You even know the difference between the short hurdles and the high hurdles, men and women? No. But you hear, oh, wait, polarizing issue. Let me step into the mix. Can you break down cover two, cover three, cover four, two man, cover six? Do you know what cover six is? Oh, polarizing black issue. Let me enter into the mix. I talk based on film, based on experience, based on legitimate knowledge and credentials. I ain't no hater. I'm just a truth teller. By the way.
All right, so he goes on to challenge him and says, hey, if you guys want to go ahead and squash this, we can go ahead and do it on my show. His show's called The Speakeasy. I can't wait to hear what they say. I'm guessing we should have a response by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right? I would think.
And do you think this is kind of a media ploy? Like, they're like, hey, this would be good for business for both of us to spark
it
up?
I mean, maybe it is.
Or do you think
it seems early on that it was genuine, yeah. Right? Like, I mean, he basically called him out. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. Look, Acho's had enough. I mean, I'll tell you what, he has distanced himself from the Joy Taylor stuff pretty well,
yeah.
To the point where it's kind of like we've forgotten about it.
Yeah.
I know somebody brought it up when he was talking about the Sharon Moore stuff yesterday. But outside of that, but I mean, really, it's
kind of a dead meme.
Yeah, right? I mean, we're not even thinking about it. Hell, we've forgotten about Joy Taylor, so.
Who's not working in sports right now.
Who's not anywhere close to sports right now. So, I don't know. I would love to hear them debate it. I mean, he's got a great point. And, oh, by the way, nothing about what Matt Barnes said sounded like, wow, you really watch a lot of football. It's like, okay, you
don't like Acho.
You came out after, and by the way, you came out after the, you know, his best game. I didn't hear you say anything 2 weeks ago. All right, what did we say, 54-35?
Okay, 45,
we're
going to go. 45.
54-45, we still got 26. All right, we'll dive more into this tomorrow as well. I can't wait to hear more about it. All right, great stuff as always from Greg Riddle. Great stuff as always from Corey Chavis. Another solid performance from the one, the only, Mr. Trevor the Creator. Great stuff from the one, the only, Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. Good night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.